Previously on Learning With Myself, I talked about the art of podcasting and my previous experience on radio. I should add that I have a podcast in Spanish where I talk about soundtracks of all kinds of films. You can visit it on my page on SoundCloud, typing the same name I'm using here in Audioboom, which is José Lo Ciruelo. I play music from the films there too, so I think it should be fun to listen to it. And I do it with a lot of love and with all my heart, so it's cool. In this episode, I'm gonna answer a question some people have made to me. Do I use a script to make a podcast? Well, in fact, I write some things I wanna say in the podcast. I wouldn't say it is a script, because I don't really write all the things down. I'll just make a list and, with some of those points, I want to make them very clear. So I basically read what is already written, sometimes. Is it cheating? I don't think so, but yeah, it's better to improvise in order to learn better the language, but mostly in order to not be afraid of talking. And this is a very important subject. To be afraid of talk. Do you like to talk? Well, I am more a listener than a talker. If we talk sometime in the future, you and me, on Skype or whatever, which I would like very much, I have to say, you will see that I make a lot of questions and basically let talk the other person. But now, as I said in a previous podcast, it's difficult because, this is not a conversation. It is a monologue, really. It's difficult to talk with no one who talks back, It's like being crazy or something. I record myself with my phone, so it's like I'm speaking to my phone and he, he doesn't talk back. Well, it's like a person. Right now, he doesn't say anything, so I talk to myself, I ask myself some questions, and I answer the questions I make to myself. Here in Chile we have a funny image, a funny phrase or idiom, which is called circo pobre, or poor circus, where it's only one person who is the host, the juggler, the clown, the lion's tamer, and so on. And making podcasts is like that. Yeah, I do everything. I think what I'm going to say, I write some things to say, I record myself, I make questions and answer them all myself. And when I do some addition to the recording, I put some music on it, I cut some parts and uploaded and so on. It is like a poor circus, really. Alright, about speaking in front of other people, I have to say that learning English has given me some skills I didn't have before. Even in your mother tongue, you sometimes don't know what to say, when to say something, or how to, introduce yourself, how to say hello, or how to say goodbye, how to be polite, how to not interrupt the other person, but at the same time, how to not forget what you wanted to say, and how to wait for the other person to finish, or let a bit of space to enter and say something, You know what I mean? It's actually very difficult. It's necessary to learn all these things because, at least in my case, they don't come naturally. Well, okay, about public speaking. To do that, you need a lot of particular skills. But you don't need to think about those skills. I think it's not too good to think about them at the end, because to think too much will make you more nervous. Well, I'm gonna share my experience in this matter. Well, I'm a teacher myself, I teach history. No, I don't teach English. I wouldn't know how to do it since I've been learning by myself all this time. I can't imagine what an English teacher would do on his class. I can't think of it. I really believe in self-education, even in history or any other discipline, whatever. Well, I'm a teacher. and as a teacher I have to deal with public speaking a lot all the time. What do I do? Well, I kind of create a character, the teacher, which is not really me, but he's a part of me. So if someone critiques me, that someone will critique that specific part of me, not the entire me, you know? Anyway, I'm digressing here, sorry. Let's get to the point. My strategy to speak in public is to not think about speaking in public. I try to be relaxed and just talk. It's not really about confidence, I think. It's about not thinking too much about it. Obviously, the more you know about the subject you're talking about, the more confidence you will show, obviously. So, you must be prepared. That's out of question. But when you have to go there and speak, trust yourself. Because, you know, of course, you have the knowledge. You have studied all the things you're going to say. You probably prepared a speech. So there's no need to worry about it. Your energy should be focused on the people you're talking to. You have to see them and manage the rhythm and speed and clarity and, you know, be there. You have to be there with the people you are talking to. Because, like I said before, it's really hard to speak to yourself. You need some feedback. And the eyes of the people of your audience is your feedback. You don't want to miss it. Sometimes people laugh or participate in some way. And if you get that feedback, well, your speech is gonna be even better. Again, you already know what to talk about. Now you have to be funny, that's all. Well, it sounds easier than it really is, I know, but I really believe this, you know, I really do. So, take my advice or don't, it's up to you, but it works fine for me. It's the same with speaking English, I think. Imagine you're having a drink with, let's say, two or three people from the UK or the US or whatever. And you don't feel very sure about your English level, but you are there and you have to speak and you have to participate in the conversation. So what are you gonna do? The conversation will be about, well, probably about experience with other cultures. And you know about that because you are learning English, so it is a well-known subject to you. I think it's the same if they talk about anything like local slang or some more complex matter like politics or economy. You know about all that, don't you? You live on this planet. You know about global warming, police violence or abortion or and whatnot. So don't be afraid of giving your opinion about all kinds of things. And if you don't want to give your personal opinion because it's controversial or maybe because you don't have an opinion yet, just say that or change the subject or do whatever you want, really. There are no rules. You want to be a good talker, just talk. That's all. And yeah. Make an effort and listen to the other people. Watch their feedback. Be aware of the rhythms of the conversation. Don't think about what to say. Think about being in the conversation, not out of it, inside your mind, trying to, you know, make a clever speech or say or. I don't know, there's no need of that. You just talk and you will see that it's better that way. Okay, time's over, so I should say goodbye for now. I hope this has been interesting to you and I look forward to know about you and what you think about all this. Leave a comment if you like and that's it. Goodbye.